Hack Radio Account.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Radio Accountant Episode 2, coming to you from PACT, the Professional Accountant Center for Training.
Hello, how are you doing, guys? Let me begin by thanking all our listeners for their support and constructive comments. We appreciate your feedback. So, here in PACT, I get a lot of questions that students have about the certification exam ACCA on a daily basis.
That's right. So we have decided to clear the mystery in today's episode.
For starters, the most basic question, what is ACCA?
Well, ACCA stands for the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants. It is a leading international accountancy body with over 500,000 members and students in 181 countries. It is the largest and fastest growing qualification in the world and proves to employers that you have ability in all aspects of business.
Next question is, why ACCA?
Great question, Cash, and I have great reasons for you. Number one, all over the world, employers seek out ACCA members to lead their businesses to success. That's because they know that ACCA members are strategic thinkers with high ethical integrity, strong financial know-how, and the right business insight. You get a qualification that is recognizable around the world.
Sounds awesome, Roy, right?
Totally. Number two, employers trust ACCA. ACCA has 112 years of experience, so employers trust it to deliver skilled professionals. In fact, they do it already to over 7,400 employers around the globe.
So that means a whole lot of job opportunities everywhere you go.
Exactly.
Why don't you tell us about the exams and courses?
Sure. Here are some pointers. You can start your journey with ACCA if you have a pre-university certificate. There are two levels of exams, fundamentals and professional. The fundamentals, this level has 9 areas of study, F1 to 9, the F is for fundamentals, divided into 2 modules. The knowledge module gives you a broad introduction to financial and management accounting. The skills module covers the main technical subjects you need to know. If your starting point is having secondary school qualifications or a non-related degree, you'll need to study and pass all 14 of these exams. If you have a related university degree, that is accounting, then you may be able to bypass the fundamental levels 1 to 4.
That's right.
Professional. This level builds on your knowledge even further, giving you the advanced skills, techniques, and ethical approaches you need to succeed as a senior finance professional. There are 2 modules, essentials. You need to pass all 3 papers, and options. You need to choose and pass a minimum of 2 of these essentials.
When can candidates take the exams?
The exams are administered quarterly, every March, June, September, and December. And candidates can take up to 4 papers each session. One more thing about the exams. The first 4 exams are computer-based, or CBE, and the rest are paper-based in Europe.
Having said all that, I have always had a question in my mind. Why are we on a down low with ACCA? I mean, why do we only have 25 Iranian members while other countries, including Pakistan, have 20,000 members? To find an answer, I interviewed Mr. Shojaei, the sole ACCA local representative in Iran. At present, he is a member of High Council of Iranian Institute of Chartered Accountants, IICA. He said,
I believe the main reason is because of the language barrier, which in Iran, as you may well know, English language is not as popular as far as students is concerned. You know, university graduates or even people are higher grades, they don't appreciate that, they don't really go for English language, mm-hmm. like in Pakistan or India, because they when they're kids they speak English in those yes. countries. But in Iran it's not as common to be familiar with English, especially in writing and practicing is not the same. And the other reason, I believe, maybe because of lack of recognition mm-hmm. of ACCA, you know, generally professional qualifications. Because in other countries like Pakistan, I believe, or European countries or America or developed countries, professional qualifications are well recognized and they are valued very much. But in countries like Iran, their people are more interested in academic qualifications because it is recognized in the system. For example, a PhD or MBA or MSc is very much recognized as academic qualifications. But when you talk about professional qualifications, people are a bit in the dark. They don't appreciate the value of professional qualification as such. So maybe if ACCA tries to make more, you know, more familiar population, with employers specifically, mm-hmm. more familiar with the professional qualifications, then I'm sure it's going to be a bit of improvements in the number of qualified ACCA people in Iran.
That is too sad. In fact, improving the level of English in accountants is one of the purposes of this podcast. One last thing before we sign off. The students of ACCA can choose one of the following approaches to preparation for the test. They can either self-study, that is to prepare for the exam on their own, take ACCAX online courses, or they can use the services of a learning provider such as PACT, which is a gold-approved learning partner for ACCA.
For more information, visit www.accaglobal.com or visit our website www.pact.ir. Okay then, let's wrap it up with the vocabulary segment of today. Here are the new words in today's episode. Stand for.
It means it is short for.
Seek out.
It means to look for.
Ethical integrity.
It means being honest and having a strong moral standard.
Insight.
It means awareness or vision.
Modules.
It means components or elements.
Bypass.
It is to avoid or to go around.
Approach.
It means method or style. That's all for today, folks. Have a happy day.
Bye.